We have been told for months, haven't we, to get a jab, get vaccinated, and now to get a booster. But as it turns out, an appointment in the Upper Hunter is tricky to get a hold of. We heard talk over the weekend that the New South Wales Health Minister wants booster shots to be brought forward again. We've already seen that from 6 months to five, and he's asking for maybe less. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard wants everyone in New South Wales to join a new club.
I think there's only one club that people should belong to here in New South Wales at the moment, and that's the Booster Club. We've just been inside and met a number of people who have made sure they got in early to join the Booster Club, and they're all very happy. Looking at them after their booster shot, they're with a big smile on their face, they're looking like they really do belong to an exclusive club that's going to keep everybody safe. The number of boosters has certainly increased dramatically just in this last couple of weeks. This week, just to Saturday, we had 57,000 booster shots given by New South Wales health facilities alone. And the previous week, we had 15,000. So what we've seen is a quadrupling of the number of boosters being given out. I think that tells us that people are voting with their feet to join the Booster Club. And everybody in New South Wales who is eligible should get into that club. It certainly is one of the major protections that we can have against this worldwide pandemic.
That's the New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, there. So it seems it's not a supply of vaccine that is concerning to local GPs and pharmacists, but rather a lack of health professionals to give those boosters. Robert Smith is a pharmacist at Merriwar and joins us this morning. Robert, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks, Amelia.
I guess, how do you feel about this? There's so much pressure on getting these booster shots in arms and no doubt a lot of people wanting that before Christmas. How are you faring in Merriwar?
Well, look, we're still waiting on vaccine. The announcement for the booster shot coming forward to 5 months actually occurred the day after our order was due. So we're not expecting most of our vaccine to arrive till the 7th of January. So we're a bit behind the eight ball already. So there is certainly plenty of demand. I guess my concerns, taking the pharmacist hat off for a second and just going for a rural community health advocacy position, how are we going to get all our community vaccinated in a timely manner? I think it's the GPs and the pharmacies are probably not the places for mass vaccination, so we're going to need a little bit of help. We're going to need something like the ADF or the RFDS to come in and set up little clinics strategically to take the load off. We can certainly play a role, but to get everyone done, I think we're going to need a bit more support.
It almost seems like deja vu a little bit, doesn't it, when we were starting the vaccine rollout all those months ago and now sort of starting this new round of the boosters. How significant was that that pop-up clinic we saw the RFDS put at Merriwar? How significant was that to take some workload off you and the local GPs there?
That made it all possible. That was the big difference in Merriwar being vaccinated and Merriwar being unvaccinated and the surrounding community. I know Demmin didn't have one of those clinics and the load on the pharmacy there was just incredible. I think they've been working tirelessly. I think they're up over 1,000 vaccinations now, and it's just a huge workload. And then to put that on top again and expect the GPs and the pharmacies to do it all again is a bit too much, I think.
So you're expecting some Moderna supplies next month, but also next month we see children become eligible for vaccines as well.
Yes, so we're not exactly sure. We haven't been informed how that rollout's occurring either. So we certainly have some questions there. Pharmacies probably aren't set up. In our instance, we're probably not set up to be doing the extra time and attention needed to do the younger age groups. And that would put, a fair workload on the GP. So it'd be interesting to see what the strategy is for getting all our younger people vaccinated as well.
Robert Smith is with us this morning. He's a Merriwar pharmacist. Speaking about the booster rollout, which we have heard calls from the New South Wales Health Minister over the weekend calling on his federal counterparts to bring forward the booster vaccines again. We already saw it go from 6 to 5 months. He's now looking at maybe 3 or 4 months. Rob, what would that mean for you if that did go ahead?
Yes, well, we won't be able to, we certainly wouldn't be able to deliver the number of doses in the time frame that they're talking. So I know the UK is on 3 months, so it's logical that that we'll go to 3 months at some point. I think ideally we'd be at that at the moment if we had the capacity to deliver. So I think if they're going to bring it forward, they just need to have the support measures that go with it, and it probably should be brought forward. So yes, we need help.
We should note that throughout this whole rollout, that pharmacists, GPs, everyone who's been giving these vaccines, you know, has been doing that on top of their other jobs. Particularly looking at your setting there, Robert, you're running the town's pharmacy as well. I suppose, how are you going? How are you and other health professionals in town going, given this extra strain that's been placed on you all year?
Oh, look, it's been quite challenging. In the pharmacy networks, I know there are a lot of pharmacies right across Australia, city and country, who've really lifted themselves, and GPs especially, who lifted themselves to put in for the nation. But I think it's like asking racehorses to run twice as many races. They can't carry that load all the time. I think there are a lot of people who need a break.
A lighter jockey, or maybe just a different horse altogether. More horses, I don't know. I don't know where we go with that analogy, Rob, but that, yeah, you've done an incredible job out there. And like you say, that Royal Flying Doctor Service Clinic was a great help. Are there any discussions going forward to try and get something similar in the new year?
Look, I have asked Dave Lazell about it. He's and about the rollout plan. We haven't heard anything back. I assume he's taking that to the cabinet, or taking that to the premier, and hopefully we'll hear something back shortly. We don't want our smaller rural communities forgotten in this rollout. There's a lot of emphasis on the cities. We just need to make sure that we're looking after the country, the health of the country people as well.
Absolutely. Rob, well, thank you so much for your time. We will be hearing from our local MP, Dave Lazell, on the program shortly, so we'll ask him how that is going as well.
Very good. And thank you, Amelia, for all your coverage over the year. It certainly makes a difference having good, trusted information coming through.
Oh, Rob, thank you. I hope the boss is listening. Thanks for your time again today. Robert Smith there, Merriwell pharmacist, and his thoughts on the booster rollout as we head into 2022.
You're listening to Amelia Bernasconi
on ABC Upper Hunter.
ABC Upper Hunter.
Well, the New South Wales Premier will today unveil his new cabinet. There's some big changes. We'll go through them in a moment. But also this morning we're hearing there's quite a bit of nervousness in our local medical community about getting through a swift and effective booster rollout. How's it being planned for our region and other parts of rural New South Wales? Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell joins us this morning. Dave, thanks for your time.
No problems, Amelia, and great to speak to you.
Firstly, let's take a look at the booster rollout. We just heard a moment ago from Merriwell pharmacist Robert Smith, who would love to see another pop-up clinic like we saw for Pfizer all those months ago. Is there anything like that on the cards for Merriwell or other parts of your electorate?
Look, at this stage, we believe that with the vaccine availability for the booster and the rollout that is planned for once everyone gets to that five-month stage, that mostly the GPs will be able to manage that workload. But I'm engaging with the GPs to check to see if they can manage the booster rollout. And certainly in places like Merriwell, which, you know, basically suffers from a lack of GPs out there anyway, it's going to be particularly challenging. So for those areas, I do believe there's more that we can do to try to get boosters happening out there and get their final dose, which will give them the final protection that they need.
Have you been hearing any issues in regards to access? It sounds like it's not a supply of the vaccine, but potentially those qualified to actually give it. What are you hearing from locals at the minute?
Now, look, at the moment, I'm not hearing about those who are qualified, more about the fact that we've moved it from 6 months and pulled it back down to 5 months, and the fact that everyone now has to get their orders in. So just the logistics in actually starting to move vaccine from the warehouses, wherever they're located, to the actual surgery. And that has proven to be a bit of a challenge that we've got to work our way through. So a lot of booster shots are coming up in January and February, and we need to really plan for that period.